This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So we go back to Ekurhuleni because most people have not recovered from what had happened in Ekurhuleni yesterday. The mayor announcing the cabinet, if you will, of the city of Ekurhuleni. That is Mayor Dr. Xhakaza. It happened quite late yesterday. I only got wind of it when I got home as well. The MMCs that are there, literally nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. The EFF has got 5 MMCs. The ANC has been reduced to 4 MMCs. Well, they have a mayorship. The previous mayor has been given a responsibility of being in that particular cabinet as well. And some people are saying, I mean, what was all the fuss about? In the bigger scheme of things, nothing has changed. These are the same people that have been accused of not doing their job. I watched him on TV. I think he was interviewed by SABC TV this morning. He was literally saying, that is the mayor, that they are going to institutionalize a much better work rate, a focused work rate in terms of delivering services. He was saying that they went to Tembisa to go and see for themselves what the problems are, particularly with garbage collection, and things are beginning to move, and that's exactly the energy that they are going to exert. But you know, most people's hands are on their hips asking, Khanti, where is the change that we were promised? Because it was the same ANC that was accusing the EFF in particular of not delivering services. But it looks like it is the same ANC that got into that coalition agreement with the EFF. And of course, there's been a debate, you know, the EFF saying there's nothing wrong here. These ones are just, interested in taking over power. And the ANC also, you know, countering the argument, using service delivery and all of that. If you ask me if anything is going to change, my answer will be, I don't know. I don't know about you, people of Ekurhuleni. I would like to get your sense at 0861987000. But not before we speak to Siyanda Makhubu, Action SA caucus leader. Siyanda, how are you?
Thank you for having us, TK. We'll be fine in Ekurhuleni.
People are saying this is all you're making. You took the ANC back into power, and now you are complaining because it seems as if, you know, it's just shuffling of the pack, but nothing has changed that much. What then do you say to people who blame you for this particular situation?
Well, because nothing has really changed, TK, people cannot blame Action SA for trying to fight for what's due to them, and that is service delivery and making sure that the city gets back to work. What we saw was that the ANC was given an opportunity as the largest party in council to make right and to do right by to the residents of Ekurhuleni, and they failed in that quest, TK. We said to the ANC, we will table a vote of no confidence, remove the puppet mayor who has been captured by the EFF. Because what we saw was that Mayor Ngodwana was indeed captured by the EFF, and very instrumental was the Speaker of Council, who also comes from the EFF. As a result, service delivery collapsed. We know what happened. They were not, and they're still not paying service providers. The city is still not out of the dark as we speak. What we saw yesterday was that an ANC mayor emerged, and an ANC mayor put back the same people in their positions, exactly the same positions, TK. The only thing that's different is that the former mayor is now the MMC for Corporate and Shared Services, and that a councillor Xhakaza is now the executive mayor. The ANC has so much to answer for, because we said to them, we have all, as parties in council, including the DA, the FF Plus, the IFP, everybody in council agrees that the EFF is chaotic, they are disastrous, and they cannot govern, especially in the city of Ekurhuleni, and that we as council must isolate this problem and remove them from governance. And the ANC had that opportunity. But what we can gather from this, TK, is that Banyaza Lusufi, at that level of province of the ANC, is using municipalities to trade so that he can keep his power as premier in Gauteng following the elections, because the ANC is set to
lose. But you're the one who tabled the motion in the first place against the same mayor, and they played you.
Yeah, definitely, TK. Remember, Action SA remains a 6% party in council. that the motion was successful was because the ANC agreed to vote for the motion. The motion would have not been successful had the ANC not agreed to remove this very same mayor. So the ANC agrees with Action SA that something is wrong, like other parties. That is why you had your DA abstaining, you had other parties abstaining to allow this motion to be successful. In the pure sense of mathematical reality, this motion would have not been successful had it not been by the support of the ANC and other smaller parties. So it is not true that Action SA brought back this mayor. What is actually brought back the EFF? What is actually true is that the ANC supported the motion. That is why it was successful. The ANC won the election of the mayor. And when they were given an opportunity, they still brought back the EFF into the equation, yeah, which boggles the mind.
So what was your plan when you removed the mayor? It sounds like you didn't have a plan beyond the removal of the mayor.
No, we did have a plan, TK, and the plan was the following. You remove the puppet mayor and you remove the EFF from governance. Number two, we create a multi-party government in Ekurhuleni without the EFF. And that's
so who did you speak to about that plan?
We spoke to all parties in council except for the EFF, and all parties in council agreed.
So they
because
betrayed
you. Remember, that's exactly what happened. You saw the DA turning back on their word and saying they now want to dissolve council. We brought a motion. DA suddenly wants to say, no, we want to amend the motion, we want to dissolve council. That was Judas number one. Judas number two was the ANC bringing back the EFF into the equation. Now, what seems to be happening, TK, is a greater conversation on a national level where we know that both the ANC and the EFF and the DA are talking, number one. Reality number two is that the ANC and the EFF are trying to create a coalition government at a provincial level. So that's what's currently happening here. And municipalities are struggling. Municipalities
yeah. So
are
have you gone back to the ANC to say what happened to our deal? We spoke about removing the EFF and now look what is happening.
Look, we are not an extension of the ANC. What we will do as Action SA in Council is to remain an effective opposition, exposing the corruption that takes place in Ekurhuleni, exposing the inefficiencies of delivering services to residents. That is what we'll continue to do as Action SA. We're not going to have any conversations with the ANC or the EFF or any other party, but what we're going to do is we'll continue doing what we've been doing as Action SA for the past 2 years.
You don't want to look at it as politics 101 that you've been taught here?
Certainly not. Politics 101 will be on the 29th of May when residents and all citizens of this country teach these political parties that are playing politics and not delivering services at their expense.
So no more motion of confidence on your part, at least for now.
A motion of no confidence, ATK, is an avenue that's available. Remember, this motion of no confidence must not be frivolous. It is an act of last resort. You will hold the executive accountable. You will engage the executive. You will bring them to terms. You will debate in council, and you will make sure that you ensure that they deliver what they said to deliver. If they don't do that, you use a vote of no confidence as a tool of last resort. Action SA sees votes of no confidence as a tool of last resort,
okay,
and that is why it was successful.
Before I let you go, Sianda, please, I hope you don't mind. Paul in Rustenburg wants to ask a question. Paul.
Hey, Malome, how are you?
I'm fine. Go for it quickly, my brother. We are running out of time.
Action SA, please don't split EFF as the ruling party, because everything that you do is against the EFF. I start to believe that says the person who's funding you wanted you to make sure that EFF doesn't grow. The ruling party is ANC, and then they played you. You must accept that ANC and DA played you.
How do you respond there, Sia?
Not at all. I mean, remember the mayor was captured. The mayor was a puppet mayor. He was an EFF mayor. We know this for a fact. And for the largest party in council, the ANC, who has 86 seats, they remain the largest party in council. For them to admit that in public in council, to say that this mayor has indeed been captured, is what was the reality. So this was an EFF-led administration that we removed previously. Now we have an ANC-led administration. And another thing is that no party played Action SA. The truth of the matter, we remain a 6% party in council. Anything that we do involves negotiations and consultations by other parties. If other parties don't support us, we remain a 6% party in council. And that's the truth of the matter.
Sianda, we gotta go, my brother. Thank you so much, as always, for availing yourself. We really do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sianda Makubo. He's from Action SA, caucus leader in the city of Ekurhuleni.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.